Exclusive. Former CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan throws support behind impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. By John Binder on January 23, 2024. Former Acting Customs and Border Protection CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan is throwing his support behind an impeachment effort against Department of Homeland Security DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. In written testimony to the House Judiciary Committee, exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, Morgan calls Mayorkas the chief architect of President Joe Biden's catastrophic open border policies, which have welcomed millions of illegal aliens to the United States over the last 3 years. From day one, the Biden administration immediately began to dismantle the network of tools, authorities, and policies we had in place. It was an intentional effort to take the most secure border we had ever achieved in modern history and intentionally unsecure it, Morgan writes. Mayorkas has eroded the public's trust in our system of government as he refused to enforce the laws enacted by Congress and shown contempt for our nation's judicial branch. He has willfully violated mandatory screening, removal, and detention requirements, openly and unabashedly bragged how his policies prevent an alien's illegal status to be used as the basis for removal, enacted mass parole operations in contradiction of the statute's clear intent, and used the umbrella of organizational priorities to forbid agencies from fulfilling their statutory enforcement mandates. All of these actions were implemented by the stroke of Secretary Mayorkas' pen. Emphasis added. Secretary Mayorkas continues to push a massive disinformation campaign regarding the realities of the human suffering and tragedies thrust upon those who have heard his call to action to come. As the numbers of illegal migration continues to expand, so do the number of young women and children being sexually assaulted, those being forced into the life of trafficking, and those who have died. In the past 36 months, approximately 2,000 dead migrants have been discovered along our border by CBP. This doesn't include those who died in Mexico or the Darien Gap along the dangerous trek to our borders. 400,000 unaccompanied minors have made the decision to self-separate from their families, many experiencing unimaginable acts of violence on their journey. Yet Mayorkas tells us in response that he has developed a safe, orderly, and humane system. A lie intent to distort and cover up the horrific brutality endured by the very migrants his policies have encouraged to put themselves in harm's way. As long as cartels exist and our own weak and ambiguous policies provides them with the opportunity for exploitation, there will be no humanity. Emphasis added. Morgan writes that Mayorkas ignored warnings from former DHS officials like himself and dismissed career border security experts who said that implementing such an expansive catch-and-release network at the southern border would, in fact, lead to record illegal immigration. Secretary Mayorkas is a proven liar, who has repeatedly refused to enforce the law and intentionally unleashed a wave of death and suffering while jeopardizing every aspect of our country's safety, health, and national security, Morgan writes. The American people deserve a Secretary of Homeland Security that will be beholden to the oath of office, the rule of law, and the Constitution, rather than a self-serving political agenda or personal ideology. How many more Americans and migrants have to die before we say enough is enough? Emphasis added. Last week, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, held the second impeachment hearing against Mayorkas, this time featuring angel moms who lost their children to illegal alien crime and fentanyl poisoning. After our nearly year-long investigation and subsequent impeachment proceedings, and having exhausted all other options to hold him accountable, it is unmistakably clear to all of us, and to the American people, that Congress must exercise its constitutional duty and impeach Secretary Mayorkas, Green said in a statement. On Tuesday, the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, issued a bombshell report suggesting that Biden and Mayorkas have welcomed 6.2 million illegal aliens to the U.S. since January 2021, a foreign population nearly twice the size of Los Angeles, California. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.